Push it hard.
I can't hear it.
You push it.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, you gotta push it in the middle. And push it hard. Oh, well, Jodie's there.
I saw them in. They were the same price in You Can't Go Wrong and the place opposite Woolworths in Caerphilly. The campaign, it's better the campaign. It's either that or the, what I call it.
And funny enough, I was reading the campaign yesterday and I was looking at the thing because they got a sale on,
didn't they? Yeah. Anyway, we went to the probably haven't seen them in the shops anywhere. I went to Caerphilly Market on Saturday morning. But Daddy did have our skin coat. And as we were coming from it, he said, look, there's a shirt you want for Robert there. So So I thought, well, in case I can't get him anywhere else, and I was very fussy on bringing down the market, I said, well, we'll have one from here, $12.99. We goes uptown the following weekend to get my order, and I forget what I was looking for. Oh, it is what I was looking for, your blouse. And they had this, what they call, in the shop next to the Nelly Food. I'm swearing conkers, I don't know anything that it is. They had them in the window there, $12.99. And I went somewhere else. There were three places I saw them. Where the hell is the other place now? Could be in a black one, mate. Because he went to three places, do you mean? And they were $12.99. So I said to Robert, now you know that shirt I bought you for Christmas? And he said, yeah. I said, I could write to him the price of one.
Mommy gone. I know what I was gonna go to.
Well, last night I need to go touch your tissue.
No, please get a pinch of tissue.
Yes,
I'm desperate to pinch one. Oh, Mommy.
They dug up quite a bit of road, didn't they, with that bypass?
Yes, they look down on the
other side. No, Mommy.
Padded shirts, $9.99 to $5.99.
It's
all. Well, first of all, we couldn't find any, and he said, oh, he said, perhaps I should have bought them when I saw them,
$9.99. No, it's
but anyway, we saw this one stall, and he has a look, and they had three racks of them. Don't know. For $10.99. Anyway, he had a feel. And then we found some others then. They were $10.99, but they weren't as thick as the other ones.
But the shop opposite, there's the market and there's the cake shop. Opposite there by the Lady Bruton shop, they've got a sale there.
Where?
Stock clearance. Right by there, you know, there's wallpaper. And then there's a shop next to it, and they're selling stock clearance sales there. And that's where they saw the padded shirts there. But we didn't stop in the rain. It's a bad Thursday morning and windy. I went to the market, I cut straight through and went to Pritchard, and Di went to get the bacon and he went to get my gas stopped. So we were back in yours by half past 7 Thursday. And most days before. So, I don't know. I want to get him another towel and dressing gown because the blowing he had on the caravan, he brought home for the winter, where we brought it through and maybe bring him home and wash it. But he said, don't wash it, I want to wear it. So really, you could do it one for down there and one for home. Because the other one you got is the silk one of the Renard. I was gonna go across it on Thursday and have a look for this town, and they had them there before Christmas 1799. And they said one size. Now I don't know whether the one size would fit I, because the last one I had him I sent away for, and I had extra large. So you could wrap it around your mouth. So I don't know whether them down there would fit. They were 799, they were white and lemon and pale green. On stripe, I think. They had some nice thick ones in peacocks, but they were £17. About 16.85. And they didn't reduce them for the sale.
Mm.
He wouldn't let me pay that, but he said leave it and see what they had at the shop.
Why?
And when we went there after Christmas, the shop was closed down for Christmas holidays. Another mini market shop at 3 there, I usually get the bargains.
Yeah.
When Jen said about the headboard last week, I said, I've seen some in the top mini market. I said, pink ones and grey ones. But I said, not while they were the Christmas stuff in. It was before the Christmas stuff, they must have taken them out. You know, and I was thinking perhaps they'd bring them back. So Thursday, we usually come out of Bridge, they on the corner, then down the lane to the car, because the car's back at the end of the lane. So I said, I wonder if they got that headboard for Ken. Now, I didn't know he'd had one. I said, we'll have a look and see how much they are. When they've been there, it's all locked up. Closed for stock taking sale, they said. And we looked through the side windows, and there's not a thing on the ready counter, it's cleared out. There's nothing there at all, so there's not a stock taking sale, they've shut down, I expect.
Mm.
And the week before, it was all Christmas stuff was still in there.
You know in Ponty, you know that great big double shop, this mini market? They always got chairs and wicker baskets and things outside. That's gone.
They got one in Blackwood like that, haven't they? Eileen had a jardinier thing.
Yeah.
For a while, and for the last year from me. That's, you've been one, don't you, come out and go around and come out there.
Mm.
They shut that, had they?
Yeah, and that was a big one, that was. Because that went downstairs and all.
Yeah.
It's gone.
No, you know, as I say, it all came with the recession. Didn't we find out the maths today, though?
He did, yes.
Oh. Well, he came in here, he said, are you ready? Came with Robert to read the paper, and I was there. And Rob said, I would come in. And I said, what's the matter, Reese? And I said, what's the matter? You've got a face as long as a fiddle. Everything, he said.
Well, what happened to us? He was going to the match.
Mm.
And then his friends come knocking at the door. You coming out to play football, Reese? No, I'm going to the football match with Dad. You gonna watch Cardiff City? And so, of course, they started putting the threat then, see?
No,
and
I didn't watch Cardiff City lose again.
That's right, 25-0. So Reece says, oh, how did you guess? But he came in then, he said, I'm not going to the football match. So I said, well, all right. Then I said, if you're not going to the football match, you can go upstairs to your bedroom and tidy your bedroom again. Well, when I say again, you haven't touched it. It's a mess, isn't it, Kez? He makes more mess in his bedroom than she does. And his is because not only is it all papers and books and toys and everything else, it's all his clothes as well. He don't put any of his clothes away. And if he's looking for anything, it's all flung out the drawers and on the floor, and he don't care. And if I hang his coats at once, I've hung him up 100 times. He got a coat hanging on the back of the coat hook on the door.
And he stayed here to stay here to hang in his door.
And I'm not kidding you, he's got his blue coat that he wears down the garden, you know, the one with all the fur in. He's got his army jacket, a grey jacket. What else is up there? I think there's another jacket that he's got. There's no room to keep them all downstairs on the coat hanger in the passage. So I told him to keep them on the back of the door. You put them up on the door, then on the floor. You pick them up again, you put them back on the door, he shuts them back on the floor.
I don't mind you having a row, Robert used to go on about his clothes.
Terrible.
They'd go upstairs and Shirley would put all the clean clothes by in the wardrobe. And he'd go in the wardrobe, oh, no, I own my lamp. No, I own my lamp. And half the time she found the clean clothes all rolled up under the bed. And there's two girls. Oh, he's gone, there's a big magpie up there and she's gone now.
Yeah,
they're not coming on the plane. Lorry's not going back and forth today. Over there.
Yeah, well, I think they're putting stone by her, aren't they?
They were working up
well, they
by
seem to be anyway.
They've gone past the path, they were working up sort of, they've curved it round because the riverbed's curving round. You know, by as you go to B&Q, the riverbed is sort of curved toward behind B&Q. So and they've gone up sort of on the slope there. First watching out there this morning. And they can't say. We didn't have a warning yesterday. No slow, the sledge took down yesterday.
I don't know, I was up for David's and Eileen's when it went and their windows rattled.
Yesterday? Tuesday we had it all back.
And Eileen said then, she said we never had a warning then, did we? But I don't know whether it's because you got used to it. Do you know what I mean? Because I mean it's only like a siren, it's only going isn't it? And you don't notice
I said
it.
It's only about 3:30 yesterday.
And then you definitely hear the bang.
Yeah. I said it's due to go off now, it's at 3:30. And we waited and waited and he said, well it's 3:50 by me, he said, I haven't heard one.
Yeah, it went off yesterday. It went off about,
as I say,
yeah,
went
about
half past
three.
Go home
3:25.
He had the telly on, so perhaps he just didn't. Cause the last time they had the siren on, he wasn't all that loud, I thought. Well, it's because the wind was blowing that way, you know. Did you eat those Ferrero Rocher you sent up yet?
Don't you like them, do you?
Oh, I just didn't. She had a box full for Christmas. She had three out of them, right? She sent, they were in those little strips. She sent three in for me. She said, have Mary tasted these? And I said, I don't think so. So she sent them. I've tasted the other ones, but not those white ones. So she said, take them in for her. And he called her the other day. She's putting them up for the birds. She don't like them. But she said, they're eating for the coconuts. So he came in here, he said, I said, putting those Ferrero Rocher things out onto the birds table, he said. She don't like them. He said, she said, they like puffs of wind. I said, what the hell is she doing that for? She don't want them. Tell her to come send them in here. I said, and give them to the kids. But that's all she sent him with those two. I said, she might have sent a full packet. I said, no, they didn't want to buy. He went to Lisa, he went to Terrace. But there was only two in it, so I gave them to them.
Well, they're nice, they are.
I thought they were. They weren't too bad. I didn't like them.
I got mine in the car.
I put them out to the package. It's expensive, they are, that's what you think. They're expensive. Well, silly, get up. Get up. You've got a sweet in your mouth, Kelly, so get up, please.
Good job.
I got me up.
Get up.
I can't.
Of course you can.
Oh, I think I got it.
Yes, don't be silly.
What sort of party do you have last week at the chapel? All right. We dance. Sing.
The boy you like the party,
Joe. One like a party?
Sure.
I know the one of the girls' brigade wasn't, you said. But you had another one on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, that one
is like a party, Joe. No, can it not be like a party then?
Didn't you have crisps? Cakes? And did they sing?
Oh. I don't know why you bothered to go. You didn't do anything?
I can't see, I'm not having singing in the party. Debbie's daughter, oh, she out for next time. The one that comes round with us on vegetable football, she went to hospital on Tuesday. Monday. That's right, she had operation Tuesday for her tonsils. She came out yesterday, and she's supposed to come out yesterday.
What's she doing?
Well, that's what she did, but I saw Debbie Thursday night, and she said about her. And I said, how long she'd been in? She said, Tuesday she had the off. She said, she'd do, she'd probably have come out tomorrow, they told me.
Ooh, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Mm. Tomorrow.
get another chest of drawers and wardrobe the other day, didn't we?
Yeah,
that's
your mother.
Kira.
I love Debbie.
She's got nothing to wear now.
I heard she was trying on everything to see what fit and what didn't.
Nearly everything is new.
The trousers haven't been open ever since before Christmas.
I've hardly seen them open.
I know, they haven't been open all this week.
I mean, I was thinking today actually, when I was walking up the road and I said, oh, trousers are shut again, they're gonna close down, aren't they?
I think so.
I think that last break in done it for them.
They still got a Father Christmas outfit in the on the sheet behind the one window. The one next to the tweed shop. But I've been up the road every day this week, not shopping, but just up for a walk, you know, that I can get out. I just been too far and gone, but mostly. But the bar's not across the door, and last week when I went up, they still had one or two bits of Christmas stuff in the one window, and some balls of crushed cotton. But that window's completely cleared out now, and it hasn't been opened at all this week.
Are there any cracks in it?
I see this window in Caffilly had been knocked in. The door window, no? You know, they've got the double door thing.
Oh, yeah.
They've got board up to that. And where's the other one I saw?
They're every single shop.
The wine store's at the top end, yeah. I know the church is closed and it's been closed for a couple of years now. And it looks a sight because now you don't care how many members they've got, at least a couple of them could go in there and cut all the brambles down. I mean, if you belong to a church, you do something to make it look tidy there. I mean, that church isn't in such a bad state that when you're cutting grass, it's going to bloody fall on you all the time. You go past that area when you're looking out front and people have been dumping bags of rubbish over there.
Yeah, they will.
Little tiny white bags full with cans and all, just dumping them over. I mean, there's no respect at all, really, is there? You wouldn't think of doing it years ago, even if a church was derelict. And they've cut all the other side in Tinnagrag Road, Church Street. They've cut all the hedge of the church down there, dumped all the grass inside, and not the grass, the branches inside. But you think they'd get a big lorry or a van to take it all down the flame and stick, wouldn't they? Just to make it look a bit respectable, because it's a church, they're using that part of it.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely terrible. I heard about it the other day. Ah, he said, but they weren't supposed to cut it like that, he said. They were only supposed to cut a bit off the top. Well, I said, that doesn't excuse the thing of tipping it all over and putting it inside and not shifting it. It looks terrible.
Now,
they should
move the bits of sticking out on the part.
No, somebody could win. They belong to the church. I know two or three of them, and they wouldn't take along cutting all those brambles and things away.
I'm trimming the top stitch. Because they usually make fires.
Well, I don't know what's stopping some of the devils, well. They'll go that way there one day, and they'll throw something over, and it'll be up.
Yeah, why can't they leave just a little patch of grass for the fire?
Isn't that it? I said, did I? If you want pea sticks, that's the place to go, because they got, and bean sticks, they got them like that there. And pea stick, well, guys, he said, well, I got all canes now. But you'd think they'd get a lorry or something to shift it from there. It's a fire hazard, really, as it is. Knowing kids today. I'll tell you another thing I noticed. I cut through the car park in the lane behind Shirley's one day this week. I went through and up to the Black Road to walk from that top. And the back door of the old police station's open. And all the windows in the back are broken. So expect something, and the door thing, you can get in the back way and in through the back door. There's nothing stopping people sleeping in the night.
Someone could easily make a fire.
I mean, if they've got to use a building, they can't sell it. Get it! So they said they were going to sell it, then they changed their mind. They're going to put it down, isn't it?
They can't sell it, pull it down and put something else in. Put something else in,
yeah,
like flat.
Nice inside. There's room for flats, I think.
Yeah.
You want to go, no? was something very carry last night, Kippy, was all right.
Is that all you got on the line? One tea towel?
Well, that's not a tea towel, Nanny cleaned our windows yesterday. And the one I wiped the window cleaner off with, I washed it after because it was all dirty marks. And I put it out yesterday and I keep forgetting to bring it in.
Trust it up there.
Trust it up.
Since yesterday.
Well, if somebody's desperate that they want to pinch that, they're quite welcome to it.
That's right. It's been since I took off the sheets, it was, that I thought. I was going to tap this at the end down so I could sew the machine, right? I don't know where the door is.
When did you remember there was a plate this morning?
Well, when I drew the curtains back this morning, I got all gone. I took pretty nappy shirt about 10 and a half back.
You were lucky that no one pinched it.
Oh, well, you have it. Yeah, damn, damn, damn. It didn't pick enough for anything, only to wipe your nose. Quite a few people down the park. Come down to the park. There's a rugby match going on up there. People watching that, and there's people down there with kids.
I made the ladder. I made the ladder.
No, we saw. We saw the people in the park when we walked down the village that way, didn't we?
That way.
You must have gone out just behind me then, because I went right up the road as far as Morgan Street then. Turned around.
We went down as far as
the round crossing.
Yeah, the last crossing. Past the Comrades.
It's nice when you walk, eh?
No, not past the Comrades, by the Comrades, isn't it? The crossing is.
Along with your wall. And as I said, that Patrick gave me, I can put the one piece around there and then the other piece goes around there and it's... The only thing is, when I'm breathing, it misses my glass and I can't
get it. No, you keep on tripping over.
No, I gotta go like this.
I mean, as soon as you think that you're going to bash into something, you pull your glasses. I mean, it goes over your mouth. But don't tuck it like that.
Pays to take advantage of a day like this, but tomorrow it might be important.
I wore my scarf and gloves, but I said I wasn't. I had for Christmas. Today I'm lucky that I wore it.
And she wore all in Ponty, didn't you? And she said a moth.
My mother!
I didn't have to put on. The one that Shirley and Robert bought him on the set. And he came up, he said, he wants the spirit level and he wants the tape measure. He got the spirit level, he came and he said, I can't find the tape measure. He said, Grandsha said it is on top of the bag. I said, where's your hat? And she went out and said, God, he says, making me hot. So it's in my pocket. Well, I said, don't go catching cold. I goes out there and he said, I don't know where that tape measure is. There's two bags here. And the tape measure that size and it was on top of the bag. I said, that's the tape measure. He said, it's got a strap on it to put on your hand. Oh. He pulled it there. Oh, I said, it's too easy. There was a car here last night, Hazel, and it was revving up. Then he heard a door go, and they went towards it, and he was bang. Then there was voices, and then it sounded as if the boot went down. And then there the door was banged in, and then it revved off. And it went along, and it came back. Well, I stuck it for a long time, and I went to sleep. And I got out, and I had a look, and the only thing that I could see, and it was 2 o'clock after two this morning, the one side of the big house over there was full of lights. They had all the lights on. And there were two cars outside with the lights on. So we must have been driving. That's where I was looking there from. But every time I thought I was dropping off, they used to dark.
You have it with
you. Yeah, it's usually smell. You rather telly on here sometimes than you're listening to telly.
And all you can do is
Nora.
Super bingo.
Oh, I know, stupid in it.
That looks like a super.
Aye, the way they put it, it makes you think you're here on a car anyway. That's good seeing you.
Hello, Josh.
Your mother Johnny's fitting me on. Do you want a minute?
No. Clearly, that's the echo.
Daily echo. Daily echo. Mommy!
Nobody cares, mate.
Well, put the light on, Mom. Oh, the lights are drying up. You need drying fast more. You need drying fast more.
Put the light on. What is that?
Let's have a try it.
Yeah.
I've been on to die this long time, you better do a big one in Israel. And I'll go like that, so you can put up cardboard and put down so you got more room. You know, when you sit there.
Yeah.
I heard it on the dining table, and I said, give it away. And I hope you got there today, and they had one there last week, a light one. And on this, the flaps are done like that, and on each end of it was a little drawer. I think put papers and magazines in.
Yeah.
Mommy, what's your lucky tree?
There. The wind are blowing her again, and it's all shake. On the top of it, plastic, to keep it clean.
I'm trying to get plastic off. I mean it's
lift the top thing off altogether, the top table mat. Alright, come off with it.
Seems nice.
That looks like a little island with water around it.
Could be.
Where'd you get these?
Here's the next door, blown them back from Spain.
Spain? Next sunset. Now what? What should I put on the top? That one?
Which one do you think is best?
Oh no, not until next week.
Next week?
No, it's the weekend, yeah.
I told her down there.
I know, it's daft. She said it's gone up a bit. Tess, well, I should have gone Christmas week. And I said, I'm not going down Christmas week, so I went the week before. And then my pouches are until the 23rd of January.
And I picked the nice one to go on top.
Good. I can find her in the hospital the 2nd week of March. And she said, go down and have a blood test done 3 weeks before. At least 3 weeks before. So the other cholesterol would be there when she's ready for full time working.
Mum, is that how you do it? Full class again.
No, it'll have to go on last lap.
Mum, now it's a nice one to go on top.
Isn't it?
Oh, you mean feel like a... That one is...
Yes, love, yes. I had a good one day, it took me ages to get it all back in.
What am I taking?
And it's there to keep the pain, see?
Oh, I got you.
There you are, you've got it. Oh, look at the finger marks on it now.
Finger marks.
It's a blue sky, okay? How do you feel a nice day tomorrow, Jen?
Mummy, I forgot what that man looks like.
I don't think you have. I am cool, can you? I don't think you have. You just want to see it. They don't believe you.
No. Oh my God, boy.
How long is this? It was last end of October we had the washing machine. Was it?
Yeah. Oh, you knew one?
Anyway, I put it in the paper. Well, at least I phoned in the paper, the campaign. And they said it'd be at least a week or four before you worked up. So I didn't like. But it never came out in the paper. So I phoned them again. And they took it down. And then I didn't see it in the paper again. So when I phoned again and said, why aren't they putting it in? She said, well, of course, she said, if you pay £2, she said, Charles, but you get first priority. Anyway, they had a special coupon in the campaign one week, and I said to Di, I said, phone this number, I said, and put that washing machine in. I said, they're not taking a load from me. So he phoned her, and he had to read it out two or three times for what he wanted. So I made him put it on paper before he started, and I said, read it out. And then she checked with him on my phone, and she said, it'll take a week or 4 minutes. Right? Anyway, a week after, he phoned, there was no work on in it, so he wrote into the campaign and said, why is it when some people put adverts in, they not only put in once, they put in 3 or 4 times the same week. This week again, there's a lot of repeats in it, and he said other people that send adverts in can't even get a look in, they don't have, anyway, that, after he wrote the letter, it was in the following week. Well, as you know, a woman, she saw it in the post office, she did, in the meantime, and we sold it. So everybody's just phoning now, seen the paper, we told them we just sold it. We had 3 calls last week. Now it's about a month since it was here, before it spotted over the washing machine, and we said it's sold. Sold a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, he picked up the phone yesterday. We had 2 phone calls yesterday in the morning. I had one last night. And I had another one this morning about the washing machine. And I said, sorry, but I said, the advert was put in the campaign. He said, a month ago. No, she said, it's in this week. So anyway, yesterday afternoon, I was checking through it when the phone went again to ask about the washing machine. And I was looking through the paper to see whether
Walking around the lane.
Reachwood.
Oh, Reachwood. Callan bought herself another one of them. And she brought down the hospital. She do our nan, mam, she said. Nan. She said, it's a present for you, she said. To make you laugh. But of course, when I opened the door, I never knew after Robert said Callan wanted that back. He said, she bought it for herself. But I said, she didn't say that. So when I went up, I took it up with me, I said to Callie, and I said to your father, I said, he wanted your man back. I said, no, it's not true from now, I'll go to Blackwood and get myself another one, she said. Reminds me of Mick Jagger. His mouth.
Funny. Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Jane standing there. She's waiting in the squeak.
She's wondering what you've got.
Jane, if you really like to know, I got that man.
Stay with the man's bed, then.
Every
time I pass, he's sitting down behind the counter. did that biology instruction in your school. You want to take it? You wash neighbours?
No, I don't wash neighbours.
No, you don't.
The Cody, well, I think it's Cody in English. And her boyfriend's name is Todd.
Mm.
Well, they were on a biology lesson. She'd been told, they'd all these teenagers, they'd been told about this biology.